I'll be honest with you. I was a little surprised, not shocked, a little surprised, especially how early this occurred. But, fellas, the Jets flew over to London, played the Vikings, almost had a comeback there. They end up losing 23-17 as the Vikings moved to 5-0 and they were unable to get that dub. But they come home, Clint, and they go ahead and fire Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh, in one of those years, the Texans, when they were looking for a new head coach, or the thought was they might have a new head coach, he was somebody that potentially people thought would be a good fit. People were really impressed with him coming over, or when he was coming out of San Francisco as the defensive coordinator, basically doing what DeMeco Ryans did prior to him, and thought he would be a really, really good head coach. Well, he gets fired with 1 year left on his deal.
It's that simple.
And I was a bit surprised, Clint, with this move this early right now as they head into arguably the biggest game of their season. They play Monday night against Buffalo for first place, actually. The winner of that game will be in first place. How were you met with that news this morning that the Jets went ahead and dismissed Robert Saleh?
Well, I mean, I think you made the point. This early in the season, it's hard to think it was that bad, right? But that it makes me – so it surprised me that it happened. But it immediately puts me in a spot to where this had to be a scenario where Joe Douglas and ownership looked at this thing as, man, it's going south. It's trending in the wrong direction, and we're 5 weeks into the season. I mean, this thing is going to get really, really bad, 17-8. Like, there's more damage, regardless of how bad you think it is. Are we going to be 500, or are we going to just, be a dumpster fire? Whatever you think this team is going to be at the end of the year, it's going to be worse if you keep Robert Saleh around. Clearly, there was something happening, whether it was an individual instance or there was something on a consistent basis, where they felt like him not being in the building week 6 through 18 was better than him finishing the job and sticking around. It doesn't...
When I came out of the darkness...
The time, like you said, as early as it's happened, that's the part that shocks me. Yeah. I am not surprised at all that Robert Saleh is no longer a head coach in the NFL. He has been absolutely... Robert Saleh is what scares the hell out of me when you hire a defensive coordinator. They've been good on the defensive side of the football. And they've been really good at times on the defensive side of the football. But he has been so awful on the offensive side of the football, whether it's the offensive coordinators that he hired. Sure, you can blame the Aaron Rodgers injury on it and lean into that if you'd like. But the other quarterbacks that have been there, it was just an absolute mess from jump. It was a mess the way he handled it. And for me, I know I've talked about this multiple times on our show. When I saw on Hard Knocks, and I didn't watch a ton of Hard Knocks with the Jets, but when I saw Aaron Rodgers have to calm him down in a preseason game, just be like, hey, man, just relax, bro. It's third quarter of a preseason game. Everything's going to be all right, man. Take a deep breath. Like, I knew right then and there, like, this dude he's in trouble. Like, he's not. If Aaron Rodgers is having to calm you down on the sideline because the guy in which you have had 2 years to develop and is out there screwing things up in a preseason game, Zach Wilson, that is, and you're up in arms about, like, just, and he's got to calm you down. Like, I find it hard to believe that dude right there is steadying the boat in adverse times behind closed doors with the team. So the timing, yes, surprises. Other than that, no, it doesn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah, I don't know how. I guess he's been there. We've seen how good a coach he is. I mean, I think clearly he got fired because that offense wasn't performing. I mean that when it comes down to it, when you look at their games and how they played, I mean, they lost a game 10-9 to the Broncos at home weeks ago. And last week, as you talked about, his defense gave up 6 points in the second half in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And they had a chance to try to kind of come back in that game. And they had 3 turnovers from Aaron and just couldn't, a couple of turnovers on down and couldn't get there. And I think his biggest problem, and this is why I actually would agree with you about Robert Saleh. Now, I mean, we can talk about Aaron Rodgers, because That is one of the more surprising things. I want to get into that with you later. That's one of the more surprising things to me.
Which
knowing part? You that you seem to ride with Aaron.
The sense of humor.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Aaron.
We can get into that. We can get into that a little bit later. But with the Robert Saleh thing, I agree with you because to me, Robert Saleh unloaded the entire offense and unloaded it to everybody else. Really to Aaron, right? To Aaron and whoever and, mm-hmm. and the people that made the decision unloaded that. And when you're a head coach and you just select, like D'Amico's not just, he picked Bobby Slowick.
Yep.
He's not just unloading it. Like, the word on the street is that Robert Saleh didn't want to hire Nathaniel Hackett. And we understand he was coming off the Denver stuff. But he said, well, Aaron wants it, so okay, I guess so.
Yeah.
Like that's on you. Like that's bad leadership. You should, if you're gonna bring in Aaron, yeah, obviously you gotta work with star guys, but like you also gotta be able to have the guys. Like if you're the head coach, you can't just say, hey man, offense, I'ma push it to you. It's all yours. Like, I mean
it's that simple.
The two examples ahead of them. Like even in Denver and in Tampa, obviously it worked out better. Like, it wasn't just like, hey, Peyton, you have it all.
Yeah.
Like you have it all. Or even with Tom, because Bruce certainly wasn't just allowing Tom to just do whatever the hell he wanted to do. Like mm-hmm. Tom brought in some things, but you're gonna work with Byron Leftwich. He's here. Robert Saleh just passed it all on over there. And, hey, man, you bring in Nathaniel Hackett. You can bring in Randall Cobb. You can bring in the who's who of everybody. And that thing backfired. And to me, that's on you. That's on you for now. Maybe he had to lose the job and maybe he wouldn't be able to keep the job if he didn't acquiesce to all of that stuff. But to me, that is still bad leadership for you. If you allow all of that to happen.
I think there's a lot, like what's going on with Stefanski right now in Cleveland, it's going to cost him his job.